as we gather for worship this morning.
The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is a great reward. Who can discern his errors? Acquit me of hidden faults. Also, keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not rule over me. Then I will be blameless. Then I shall be acquitted of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Thank you.
work together for our good. You make all things work together for our good. You make, yes, you make all things work together for our good. You make all things work together for our good. You make, yes, you make all things work together for our good. Sing as we lift. Thank you.
How true it is that when we find ourselves in God, that we never do walk alone, and He never once leaves us on our own. And we can know that the God that we serve is a faithful God, and He is faithful to us in all that we go through and all that we pray for and all that we experience. And so with that in mind, this morning as we enter into prayer time, and as you have the list in front of you, I'm sure most of you do, the list is long, and I could pray for every single one, and yet I know that even if I would pray for every single thing on this list, there's many more unspoken requests, unspoken things that people are dealing with in their hearts, in their minds. And so I'm going to just pray for a few here, and as you look over this list, just pray in your hearts as I pray. For the things that you know of and the things that you're dealing with that may not be on the list. And so God, I lift up to you this morning Dale Whitmer, who will be having surgery on the 8th. Just be with him and with his recovery, God, that he would make a full and complete recovery and that you would just heal him. We also pray for all of those in our church family who are dealing with all of the sickness that's going around. There's a lot of sickness with the stomach bug and the colds, and many are affected by that right now. I just pray that you would restore those who are sick to strength again. We also pray for Davina Schober as we hear she has come home from the hospital and is just facing many ailments and issues in her life. Just pray that you would be with her, and that even as Pastor Steve visited her this past week, she voiced hope even in the midst of all that she's dealing with, and just pray that you would be with her. We also pray for the family of John Hobbs, and also Dale's family, for the Hobbs family and the homegoing of John's mother, and also for Dale's family, his wife Kathy, who's went home to be with you. Just pray that you'd be with both of those families as they grieve. And God, we thank you for the new life that many in our church are awaiting, and many friends and acquaintances outside of the church. Just pray that you'd be with all of the babies and mothers who are represented here in our list. Just pray that for health and the timing, that you would just be in all of that. And God, we pray that you'd be with Mary Hannah, as we know she has arrived in country in Kenya. Just be with her in that 18-day medical mission that she's on. And just keep her safe, keep her healthy. I pray, God, that they would be able to do much good there in all that they do, especially with the hospitals being on strike there right now, as their need will be very great. Just give her strength, as I prayed. And also, just be with Ron as he holds down the home fort here. Just pray that you'd be with him and just protect him as well. And so, God, we just pray for the greater world, and just pray, God, as we pray almost every Sunday, that the worship of Yahweh would come to the places of the earth where it is not. So we pray this, all these things, in your name. Amen. Good morning, everyone. It's good to see everybody. And morning, Abigail. This is becoming a regular thing. So I'm going to jump right into the announcements here. Church undecorating. Many of the decorations have been taken down, I think, thanks to Madge. There is the tree left downstairs yet, I believe. So for those of you who can, just hang after church for a little bit, for a few minutes, and we can take all the rest of the stuff down. And just pray that, or just be that, wow, I'm getting mixed up my prayer time with my announcements. And so anyway, many hands make light work, so those of you who can stay. Lack of sleep, I will blame it on. So, also, food bank collection. There's a food bank collection going on, and we'll be collecting items for the Penn Manor Food Bank today. And there's a list. I'm not sure where the list is. There had been a list. So you can refer to the list for the things that are needed. Also, kids choir. Don't forget kids choir. Ages 4 and up, every Tuesday, 6:15 to 7 o'clock. And yes, Martha, did you have an announcement? Yes, we have a birthday in our family today. It is Abigail, who's turning the big 5 today. She's out of sight. She's the one who just said hi, Daddy, earlier. There's also on the back of the bulletin, LCCS open houses. So if there's anything you're interested in, there's a list of times, a list of dates there. Where you can be involved in that open house if you would like to check it out. And I believe that that is everything to announce. And so at this time, we can all greet one another in Jesus' name.